Welcome to the Divorce Considered podcast, your dedicated resource for navigating the complexities of marital dissolution with confidence. Airing bi-weekly on SoundCloud, our mission is to peel back the layers of the legal and financial process, transforming confusion into a clear, actionable roadmap. This is Episode 6, The Financial Architecture of Divorce Settlements. A divorce settlement is not just a legal document. It is the financial foundation of your next chapter. And like any foundation, what you cannot see matters just as much as what you can. Every settlement must address four core areas: property division, support obligations, debt allocation, and tax implications. Most people focus on the first one, who gets what. But the others carry equal weight, and overlooking them can quietly erode the value of everything you work to secure. Think about debt. Debts assigned to your spouse in a settlement agreement do not automatically release you from creditor liability. If your name is on the account, the creditor can still come to you. What felt like a clean split may not be clean at all. And taxes. The asset that looks larger on paper may deliver far less after the IRS is done with it. A $400,000 retirement account and a $400,000 home are not the same thing at tax time. A well-structured settlement also looks beyond the division itself. It accounts for cash flow. Can you actually live on what you're receiving? It considers liquidity. Do you have access to funds when you need them? Or is your wealth locked in assets you cannot touch? It factors in your retirement timeline and whether support structures like alimony or insurance provisions protect you through the transition. Short-term relief is tempting. A quick agreement feels like freedom. But short-term relief often creates long-term strain. Settlement design is architecture, and architecture requires intention. You are not just dividing a marriage, you are designing a financial structure you will live inside of for years. As you consider your path, remember this. The question is not which option sounds stronger. The question is, which option produces long-term stability for your life after divorce? We believe that the right information is the foundation of personal empowerment. Thank you for listening to this episode of Divorce Considered. You can find us on SoundCloud and at divorce32.com. Thank you.